Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Ray Foley.
I love the show.
And there may be 74 days to go, but the Christmas lights in Dublin are being put up. Around 30 people will spend the next 4 weeks setting them up. There will be no public switch-on ceremony, but you'll be able to see them on from mid-November. It's 2 minutes past two.
I saw them yesterday. There's a bunch of them up on South Ann Street. It's like, hang on a minute. What's going on here?
They're going street by street, I believe.
They're putting them up street by street.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just putting one up on one street and then moving to the next street, putting one up, and then moving to another street, putting one up. They're going to do the whole street.
Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. How many people does it take to put up, change Dublin's Christmas lights?
You just said it was a 35,000 or something.
Sure, we'll go with that one.
Okay, 35,000 people put up all them lights.
Highs of 12 to 15 degrees. To Defin News More 3.
Did you wash your ass today?
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. Good afternoon, lovelies. Here comes Thursday. Ray's my name. A good friend there is JP.
Hello.
He's in a... Oh, jeez.
What?
He's in a... Oh, he's like an antichrist today. Phil's over there. 0874-100-102. Philip?
Ooh, JP's not in the mood for Ray's silliness today. Tell him to shut up.
Well, he's like a demon. He was out last night, Phil. He was out, Phil. On a Wednesday night.
Unbelievable.
I tell you, living his best life.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show because JP's like it. Demon today.
I'm not like a demon. I'm not like a demon, okay?
Oh,
can we just move past this?
JP, are you okay? JP, is everything?
I think maybe I'm getting a touch of the cold or something. There's a lot going around at the moment.
JP, are you okay? Anytime you ask JP if he's okay, he loses it. JP, are you all right?
My favourite question.
JP, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Cop on. Guys, cop on.
Come on, guys.
Guys, a bit of cop. This is a serious broadcast we're tempted to do here. This is a man sliding down a water slide. There's not much to that, but it's the lady filming it. It's his Uncle Larry, his name is. He's sliding down a water slide. Have you seen this?
I think I know what this is, and it is very funny.
Well, he's holding two flip-flops or something in his hands. You see that? There's not much to it. He just down the water slide, but he can't get out. He can't get up.
Yep.
And the lady filming it finds it hilarious. It's her laugh that is the most enjoyable. Uncle Larry's not getting up.
No.
Help him. The poor man. You want to send me any videos worth playing? It's at Ray Foley Insta on me DMs on the slide in like Uncle Larry did on the old DMs.
Get it!
0874-100-102. All right, here's your toll. I'm making the call today, apparently. Yep. Nathan Daw, Joel Corey, 0800 Heaven. Today FM, playing the music you love. There's no way of saying 0800.
That's it, yeah, isn't it?
Not DJ-ish, though. Like 0800 Heaven. How are you doing? This is Today FM Radio. It is your Thursday. Right here, JP's there.
Hi.
How are you doing?
You okay, man? you're looking peaky.
Yeah, I'd be better if you didn't keep asking me.
Ask your friends if they're okay.
Yeah.
You okay?
Guys, just drink plenty of water, yeah?
Ask your friends if they're okay if they don't seem okay. But especially ask them if they're okay when they hate being asked if they're okay. Jimmy, okay?
I'm getting towards not being okay, to be honest with you.
<laughs>
JP.
Did you wash your ass today?
I found an article today, this morning. This is the Indy. The I-100, yeah. Dermatologist urges people to wash these body parts more. This is perfect now. This fits right in with my new thing that I'm doing.
Right on brand, yeah.
Because Dave Moore does this thing where he asks you if you've washed your legs. Or where do you wash your legs?
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Have you washed your legs? Do you wash your legs? Where have you washed your legs? How often do you wash your legs? How clean are your legs? Show us your legs. So that's Dave. Legs is Dave's thing. So I'm going for arses. I'm just going to ask, and that's going to be the thing I ask everyone from now on. A dermatologist has gone viral on TikTok for sharing body parts you should be washing more. In a clip that's racked over 3.3 million views, Lindsay Tobritsky, no relation to Ryan Tubridy. Lindsay Zubritsky, derm guru, she calls herself on TikTok. She starts with the ears. She's got to wash your ears more. You're not washing your ears more. That's not a bad one. That's up there with legs. Do you intentionally wash your ears in the shower? I have to confess I don't.
I'd say I wash my ears around about 3 times a week.
What?
In the shower, yeah.
You wash your ears. You actually go and...
In behind them and then in sort of the shell sort of structure.
I don't do that at all.
You don't do
that. I never do it. Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
I'd hate it if somebody looked at my ear and it was kind of mucky.
Yeah, if I know I'm going to the doctor, I'll wash my ears.
Right.
But until then, the ears stay undisturbed. You can grow potatoes behind them. Yeah, I kind of have the feeling that they get done during the shampooing process of the ears, so, you know, of the hair, you know, so it's all in one go. She said if you have an odour when you place your finger behind your ears, you need to be washing that area more. Lindsay, I'd say if you've got an odour anywhere, yeah, you need to be washing that area more. Jesus. Next, the belly button.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Oh, yeah, dirty beggar.
Oh.
Yeah.
She says it's a super common area to collect sweat, debris, and dirt buildup. So now I need to ask arse, behind the ears, belly button, and let Dave ask about ears, okay? Then your nails, she says. When you're showering, you really need to get under those nails with a scrub brush to get rid of the dirt, debris, and buildup. Well, I keep my nails fairly short, and I wash my hands a lot. Several times a day I'd be washing my hands and
I'd never scrub under the nails though.
I wouldn't get that much dirt under the nails because my nails are short enough, but maybe if you have longer nails, I suppose that's probably worth noting. And yeah, that's it. Then it's all about the comments then afterwards. So what did we do? We did ears, we did belly button, we did nails. And
did you wash your ass today?
Always important.
I always do.
Actually, while I'm at it, genuine, this is a genuine question. Do you, no, and it's akin again to the ears or the legs.
Mm.
You don't wash the buttock, do you?
Yeah, I give it a bit of a wipe, all right.
Dirty is, like it there.
But that's in much the same way as I would wash my arms or my legs.
Do you wash your arms?
But yeah, I give them a rub.
You get out the loofah or the sponge, would you?
I have a cloth.
I wouldn't, I'd have to confess. Similar to my ears, I wouldn't be going, do you know what? The buttock, the flesh of the left buttock.
Why don't you do the finger test now?
Smell it.
Yeah.
If there's a smell emanating
from your finger,
specifically from my left buttock. Guys, this is all important and you're welcome. Let's do a roll call. 0874-100-102 after Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg. Snoop.
Greetings, love.
This is Today FM.
Let's take a journey.
Portugal, the man, feel it still. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Having a good day. How are you? Race here at JP's over.
Hell yeah.
So Saw Doctors is this weekend.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday night, Saw Doctors performing live in the Three Olympia Theatre. And Ben was telling us this sensational news yesterday that the Saw Doctors are going to shift things around performance-wise for the... If you're going to see the Saw Doctors live in the Olympia, it's already going to be a sensational gig. But of course, the rugby's on. Ireland v the All Blacks Saturday evening as well. Scheduling or scheduling conflict. So what the Saw Doctors have done is they've moved around the performance times so you can have both.
This is yet more evidence that they're a great bunch of lads.
Ireland's greatest band.
Yeah.
Let me make a phone call. Let me call my Saw Doctors guy.
Right. Is it a member of the Saw Doctors?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's ringing.
I think they're in rehearsals.
What? Are they in Dublin then?
I think so.
It's going to ring and strong ring. And ring.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
How are you?
Leo.
Yes, he will, so.
Leo Moore from the Saw Doctors. Tom Maker Ma, August Dufin.
The Hanwar Father. He's on Chin on Shai Chum, I guess, on Green Can you've got hand jazz the farm.
You're in. I was going to say, because JP said you were. Sorry, Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you? So, you good?
How are you, Ray? I'm better than good, thanks.
Fantastic. JP said you were in rehearsals at the moment. You're rehearsing in Chum, is it?
Yes, we've a bit of a lunch break now, a bit of a break, because we want to be fairly good when we go up to the Big Smoke tomorrow.
All right, okay. Are you bringing a packed lunch? Are you bringing hang sandwiches with you for the trip?
Always. Because you can't get right food in Dublin, you
well,
know?
I know that's it. Well, and it's a long way over to the Supermax from...
You can't get Connacht Gold, can you? I mean, it's a disgrace.
That's true.
By Jesus, we won't serve.
Come here, tell us about Saturday night. Was there a bit of consternation in your camp in terms of the rugby happening at the same time?
Yeah, well, we normally like to play early because you get great energy and concentration from an audience. But this is an exceptional circumstance. I think a lot of people that have tickets probably won't be that worried about the rugby, but there'll be another side of people that'll be very interested in seeing it, and then there'll be people fanatical about seeing it. So for the sake of 1 hour ourselves, we're going to start an hour late. So it's basically, we would normally have been starting at half time. everybody's going to be comfortable, is going to see the match, and they don't have to have conflicting interests.
That's good. Well, you wouldn't like to be looking out at the crowd either, or at the audience, and seeing half of them on their mobile phones checking the score every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you could imagine during a quiet song and Ireland scores, there might be a roar.
Ireland! No, you don't need that either. That's not going to work for you. So you're going to be an hour later. I suppose then, what's that going to do to... The vibe, well, we have to assume we're going to win, so it's going to be raucous then by the time you hit the stage, yeah?
Well, yeah, that assumption is an interesting one, but you know, we might be in mood retrieval mode as well.
Well, we'll see. And to win just once, I imagine we'll be making the playlist or the set list.
Oh, yeah, that always gets a run anyway, so that's the definite.
Fantastic. That's it's good to know that you're going to be performing it. If Ireland then make it to the final on October 28th, you'll have to push that gig's start time back as well, will you?
Well, as the late, great Paul Kniff said, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Absolutely, good shout. Listen, it's a fantastic idea, well done, and it's going to be a wild night. The Three Olympia on Saturday night, the Saw Doctors live. Leo Moore and the legend.
What a legend, what a man.
Thanks so much for taking the call, sir, and enjoy the Saturday night, enjoy the match, and more importantly, enjoy the gig.
I think we certainly will. Thanks a million.
Cheers, sir. All the best.
Bye-bye. Ray Foley.
Thanks, Leo. Lots of love.
With Care Plus.
Lizzo and Juice, Today FM, playing the music you love. Great to hear Lizzo on the radio. I thought she was cancelled.
She's back.
She's been uncancelled, has she? She's been recommissioned. She's been back into use. Look out, Lizzo's alive. We've got a live Lizzo. Hello there. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hello.
This is Today FM Radio. Good afternoon. Texts. Shamey says, lads, you've got to love the Saw Doctors for doing that classy move from Shamey. Well, do you know what, actually? From talking to Leo Moran there, the lead singer of the Saw Doctors, I'd have to ask the question. I never asked him if he washes his arse.
Again, you didn't ask Brent Pope yesterday and you missed your chance this time.
Drop the ball. I never asked him really.
Do you want me to send him a text?
Just text and find out. We just
okay.
We need to.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
Well, we should have some sort of a chart or a graph or something, an Excel spreadsheet. So, don't text him, I'm joking.
I've opened up the chat with him.
He's literally opened up the text. Don't.
Oh, I'm sorely tempted now.
Do not. There seemed to be a suggestion of it being a somewhat selfish thing on the Saw Doctors' part as well. That they didn't want their audience being distracted by the match going on. That clean slate, you can do the gig without any other distractions. And there's, you know, something to be said for that as well, in fairness. Jason in Kildare says, in between the toes, guys, behind the ears and the belly button. Fluff hides in all the crevices, from Jason in Kildare. I often find that with a new T-shirt or a new boxers or that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, where is all this coming from?
And why is it always the same colour?
Like, you buy a black pair of boxer shorts and you're getting white fluff everywhere. Where's that coming from? Hi, Ray, I won't be in today. I did some smelling there and I've since been rushed to hospital from Brian and Leash.
Medic!
And voice note. Do you want a voice note as
well? Oh, yeah, please, yeah.
0874 100 102. There's no name on that. It's Siobhan's child. Siobhan texted in. Siobhan?
Hey, baby, did you wash your ass today?
A positive influence on the nation's children. Ray Foley. Siobhan, you're welcome.
I love the chuckle at the beginning. That's me. I'm still doing that. 30 odd years on.
Hey, baby, did you wash your ass today?
Did you wash your ass today?
I have. Thank you for checking. Thanks for asking. Nobody ever asks me. I'm always the one doing the asking.
My five-year-old currently loves your show.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Thanks for the voice notes. 0874 100102. So Guinness, the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival is on at the end of this month, end of October, always for the Guinness, for the jazz. And if you want to go, we've got a kick-ass night at the jazz for you. We've got tickets for a gig. We've got cash for you for spending money and for accommodation, meals and drinks. Terms and conditions apply. All you have to do is identify the song. It's a jazzed-up version of a well-known song. You ready?
Yeah.
This is from Postmodern Jukebox as well. Have a listen. I mean, do I need to play anymore?
I don't think so.
From the vocal alone, you should be able to get it. I'm going to leave it on a little bit because I want to hear a little bit of the jazz. Tell me what you really want. If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, you better make it fast. Well, this is great. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we will be just fine. Tell me what you want, what you really want. Very good. What's the song, though? We need your answer, your name, and where you're from. 0874-100-102. 0874-100-102. Over 18s only. Enjoy alcohol responsibly. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. It's the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. The world-renowned Guinness Cork Jazz Fest. Back in its 45th year from the 26th to the 30th. Get your answers in now. We'll have a winner in a few. Jimmy E. World, this is Today FM. Elvis and Jack said a little less conversation. This is Today FM playing the music you loved. Is everything all right there?
That went a bit funny, yeah.
Is it sounding? Am I sounding okay?
Not as sounding as hot as you normally do.
Hot jogging, good afternoon. He's here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Want to get a little bit more of that jazz song? This is the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. It's on at the end of this month in Cork, obviously, of all places. They're having the Cork Jazz Festival in Cork.
That's handy.
It's a really great idea. Kudos. It's celebrating its 45th year, running from October 26th to 30th, featuring performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands marching through the city streets. Something sounds funky in my ears, but I don't know what it is, but we're march on. Forget funky, let's get jazzy. What's the famous song? Have a listen. Tell me what you want, what you really want. What you really want? If you want my future, forget my past. So good. If you want to get with me, you better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Together, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello, Joanne.
Yeah.
Hello, darling. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are we?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right.
Ah.
I'm only all right, but you know what? I'm delighted to be talking to you this afternoon.
Well, thanks very much.
Where are you?
I'm in Rapanui in Wicklow today, working.
Okay, what are you working at?
I'm an office manager for Ready Door Limited.